Hello, it's Rich Wolf on board Great American 4, November 27th, 3 weeks into the race. Since we started in Les Sables alone at 1 o'clock in the afternoon there on the 6th. And I made a lot of progress down into the middle of the South Atlantic, heading almost due south now to try to get across a high pressure system that's lurking down there in the south where it usually isn't. And so trying to negotiate our way through there will be a little bit tricky. And as the rest of our group here are sort of spread out sideways, east to west, some north and south, and all heading south as well. Various refined angles just to see where they think they'll be able to best cross this high and get to the westerlies. To the south of that high pressure zone. So that's the current plan. We had just taken a little bear away to set up the Genoa because the weather forecasts call for the breeze to get lighter during the night. And of course, after we've done that, the breeze is actually strengthening. And now it's dark out. We have that sail up there waiting to be used, but not being used at the moment. We're making about 12 and a half knots, have about 12 to 13 to 14 knots of wind, and our course is about 190, almost due south. Our position is 26 degrees 32 minutes west, or south, sorry, at 16 degrees 42 minutes west. So we're making progress there as well. And I was reminded today when we got a little bit of the first part of this high pressure system that's rotating counterclockwise down here in the southern hemisphere versus clockwise as it rotates in the northern hemisphere. And it was bringing up some of the air from the deeper south. And suddenly there was a chill in the air and reminded that Jean-Yves Bernaud, the great weather router and meteorologist who studied, had said that going south, you have about 1 day from T-shirts and shorts to full Southern Ocean gear. And so to be ready for that, when it gets cold, it's going to get cold in a hurry. So I've taken a last freshwater one for a while, and then started a new group of clothes. And we've dug out some of the warm gear as well, just to have it ready to go. Not that it's far away in the boxes on the shelves, but just a sort of thing. Our stocking caps and our neck warmers and our gloves and our long underwear and heavier with our boots and down.